We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Lech Lecha. The heading of this, which one are we doing? We're doing La'anatchol Tovatcha. God tells Abraham, go to the land of Israel for your pleasure and for what's good for your good. Page Samaches in the Netivot Shalom. Vayom Hashem el Avraham, God says to Abraham, Lech Lecha me'artzcha u'mimulatcha u'mibet avicha la'aretz asher areka. Go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Uve Rashi, Rashi explains, Lech Lecha, go for you, la'anatcha u'letovatcha, for your pleasure, for your good. Shal yedei ze, yitkayem bo, yekuyam bo, ve'escha legoi gadol, va'varcha va'agadla shmecha ve'yei bracha. God tells Abram, if you go, then I'll be able to fulfill in you the verse that says, I will make you into a great nation, I will bless you, I will make your name great, and there will be blessing. And the commentaries stood on the point, the trait that Avram Avinu is known for is the trait of love. The verse calls Avram, Avram, the one who loved me. Or, yeah. And certainly, all of Avram's service of God was with extreme love. Certainly, everything he did was not for the sake of getting wages. Why did God have to tell Avram, go to the land of Israel for your benefit, for your pleasure? Why? Everything Avram does, God tells him he does it because he loves God. Why does God have to tell him, you'll get something for it? מה שייך אצלו עניין פניות של להנאתך ולטובתך? What does it make a difference to him? Why is it relevant to him that God has to tell him, go, because you will get out of it? Avram is known that he does everything that God asks him because he loves God. So why does the pasuk have to tell us that God tells him, you go, and you'll get out of it? וביותר קשה, תארי זה נחשב בין עשרה הניסיונות שנתנסה בהם אברהם אבינו. And it's even more difficult, because this is considered one of the 10 tests that Avram was tested. V'halo achar shehakadosh baruch hu hevticho brachot rabot v'gdolot ka'elu. After God promises him such great blessings and so many blessings, ma godel hanisayon baze. Why is this such a great test? God tells him, you go to the land of Israel, you'll get all of this. So why is it considered a great test? Uma kashe la'amod bo. Why is that considered something, a test that's difficult to stand up to? הרי עבור ברכות כאלו, היה כל אדם מוכן לקיים זאת. If you were promised these blessings, every person would be willing to do this. If someone told you, you move to Israel, and then you'll be able to have kids, and then you'll become famous, and then you'll become wealthy. Who wouldn't want to move to Israel for that? ובמיוחד לאור דברי הרמב"ן בספר אמונה וביטחון, and especially in light of the words of the Ramban in his book on faith, אמונה וביטחון, that the Ramban says, אל תחשוב כי מעלתו של אברהם אבינו הייתה גדולה כל כך לפני המקום מצד שקיים את כל התורה. The Ramban says, don't think that Avram's great stature before God was because he kept the whole Torah. שכבר היו בישראל כאלו שקיימו כל התורה. Because there were other Jews in Israel who kept the whole Torah. אבל חיבתו הייתה לפני המקום. But God's love for Avram was primarily because lefi shamad basar nizyonot, because he stood up to the 10 tests. That's why God loves Avram so much. Shebeemet yesh leavin bidvarav, that in truth we can understand in the Ramban's words, sharei miben asara nizyonot yesh gam ken arbe miyisrael shamdu benizyonot keilu. You look at the 10 tests, there are many Jews who stood up to tests like these. Ach befrat tzarich be'u benizyon ze shel lech lecha. But specifically, we need to explain when it comes to this test of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Sheftichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sachar Ko Gadol Sheyetiv Imo, that God promises such great wages, that God will make things so good for him, Bama Hayaze Nisayon Gadol. Why is this considered a great test? So he says, in general, we have to understand, why is Avram considered that he's loved because he stood up to the tests? Other Jews also had tests. And also, why is this one of the tests? ומהה שזה היה הניסיון השני לאחר הניסיון של אור קסטים, and from the fact that this was the second test after the test of being thrown alive into the burning furnace, נמי משמע, it also seems to indicate שהוא עוד יותר גדול מן הראשון, that this is an even greater test than the first test. You assume if he stood up to the first test, why does he need a second test? Must be, it's an even bigger test. Well, why is this a bigger test than being thrown alive into a burning furnace? Right? Mm-hmm. So, notice how the Nativot Shalom builds up his question. Now, I think, if we stop here, that you'll start thinking of answers. But let's maybe begin his answer, and we'll pick up next time, yeah? Yeah? I don't think we'll be able to finish all of it tonight. I want... V'yesh lomar, so the Nativot Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe says we can answer, al pi ma shem va'er b'drashot Aran et nisayon ha'akedah. Going with what the Ran in his speeches explains was the test of the binding of Yitzchak. She'ikar ha'nisayon, that the main point of the test, haya b'kach she'amar lo ha'kadosh baruch hu, kachna et bincha et yechidcha. The main point of that test was in that God said, please take your son, your singular one, in na el alashon bakasha. The word na means it is a request. Please. Klomar, as if to say, eini mitzavecha al kach. God says to Avram, please take your son. When I say please, I am indicating, I'm asking, but I'm not demanding. I'm not ordering you to do the binding. I'm asking like a friend, like a favor. And you can refuse like a friend, like a favor. Ela mevakesh ani mimcha, im birtzoncha la'asot nachat ruach lefanai, ha'aleu le'ola. I'm not demanding, but I'm just asking if you want to make things nice before me, to give me naches, to I'll have pleasure from you, then bring them up before me as an ola. Ach im lo tekayem zot, but if you don't perform, incha over klum, you have not transgressed anything. The Katav Sham, and the Ran over there writes, She'ilu haya beze tzivui, if there would have been a commandment, Harei harbe mi Yisrael hayu mekayimim zot. You have many Jews who give up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. We have a commandment, we're not allowed to do three prohibitions, we'd rather give up our lives than do those three prohibitions. If God commands that to each and every Jew, that means each and every Jew could stand up to that. And each of us has that responsibility. So what singles out Avram? Jews do live up to this test. What singles out Avram is that there was no commandment. Aval hakoshi hagadol b'nisayon haya mechamat shelo haya b'derech tzivui. But the great difficulty in that test was in the fact, was stemming from the fact that it was not a commandment. V'hayta lo ha'efsharut gam shelo lekayem. He had the option not to perform, not to fulfill God's will. V'taluy haya birtzono, and God left it up to Avram's will. U'che'en ze yesh leva'er gam et ha'nisayon shel lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatecha. And in a similar fashion, we can explain also the test of lech lecha from your land and your birthplace. She'akadosh baruch hu amar lo lech lecha le'anatcha u'letovatcha. God told him, go for you, for your benefit and your pleasure. Uvercho bebrachot atovot biyoter. And God blessed them with the greatest blessings. Ve'escha legoy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. Va'varechecha, I will bless you. Va'agadla shemecha, I'll make your name great. V'ilu Avraham avinu italeh mikol zeh. But Avraham, he ignored all the blessings. Ve'lo halach ela mechamat tzivuy Hashem yitbarach. He didn't go, but for one reason. Because God said so. B'chefzo lekayem ritzon Hashem. Because he wanted to perform the will of Hashem. Not because of all the gifts. V'ze haya etzem anisayon. And that was the essence of the test. She'kol habrachot she'uvtechu lo lo nechshavu etzlo leklum. Le'umat godel chibato la'asot ritzono yitbarach. That all the blessings that he was promised were not considered anything by him compared to his great love to doing the will of Hashem. Ukmo dichtiv, vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. The pasuk stresses Avram went as Hashem said. Shepasuk ze miyutar lechora. It would seem that this pasuk is superfluous. Sharei la'alan ktiv, for later on it says, vayikach Avram et Sarai ishto ve'etlot min achiv, vayitzu lalech ta'arz ha'kanan. The verse explicitly says, Avram took his wife, he took his nephew, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan. Then why does the verse have to go on and say, Avram went as God told him? Ulashemani imam mikodem pasuk zeh. So why do we have this pasuk earlier? Ela shebe pasuk zeh כתוב עמידתו בניסיון. But that in this verse, we are being told that Avram stood up to the test. כדאיתה, בסוף, I don't know what that Rashi Tevez is. I don't know what that means. Besof ha-pasuk, or I don't know. Shalach kasher diber elav Hashem, velo mechamat habrachot vehavtachot, kidita basparim haktoshim. It must mean that the holy Hasidish books say that God is stressing in this pasuk. Vayelech Avram went kasher diber elav Hashem, as God told him, velo mechamat habrachot vehavtachot, and not because of the blessings and promises. Even the blessings that seem to be, they're blessings in elevated spiritual things. God is telling him, go and I'll make you famous. Famous for what? For the service of Hashem. So you might think it's okay if I'm doing it for the promise, because the promise is a godly thing. No. The whole purpose of Avram's going is ki imel tzono lasot tzon kono, because he wanted to do the will of his Creator. Even though God's commandment would have been fulfilled even if he went for a different purpose. And that is the greatness of the test, to teach us his great love, that he didn't let his heart wander for all the great wages that he was looking forward to, that was waiting for him. He wasn't looking at it, but that's what was waiting for him. Kilo nechshav etzlo l'uma, for all those wages weren't considered anything by him. L'umat kiyum etzono itbarach, compared to the fulfillment of God's will, blessed be he, asher diber elav Hashem legodel ahavato l'Hashem itbarach. That God told him to go, that's the focus of Avram's going, and that stems from Avram's great love. So the first thing we've seen in the answer is that the focus is that Avram went only because Hashem said so. And the test was, will he go because of the promises? Will he go for the gifts? Or is he going because God said so? Avram, who serves Hashem out of love, goes because Hashem said so. Generally, we think